Hello!
How are we doing, folks? How are we?
Welcome to the podcast.
Have I shrunk in the last...
What's
going on?
I don't know. When you look at this, if you're looking at this on the camera, the old...
Ever since we started using...
Interweb way of doing it.
Yeah, you can see... Ever since we started using Magical Mike's equipment.
His new stand and all. Like, it's weird because I'm looking at Jim, and if anything, you're a bit taller... But you look at the camera and you look like you're about, you look like little Jim.
Do you know what it is?
You look like a mini version of the real you.
It's like, I look like mini me, do I?
You're mini Jim. Yeah, you're like a mini Jim.
It's obviously because it's a camera trick. That's what
it is. It's definitely, the camera just can't figure it out.
The camera doesn't lie.
But look, even my computer looks taller than yours. That's not. Like, look at that. Yours is taller.
Yeah.
Why is it? Magicking. Why is it magicking?
I do realise that for anybody who's actually listening to this, that it, at this stage they're going, Jesus, lads, oh God, I don't know what you're talking about.
Jay, what
I can't
all
see,
this shit?
I can't see a screen.
Will you get on with it, for the love of Jesus?
To be honest with you, that was the best bit of the podcast. It doesn't get any better than that.
So there you go. So happy very much with the after show and all.
Yeah.
I've just been chatting to a friend of mine who came into some money there.
That's amazing.
And I'm raging it wasn't me. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, grand, okay. They had to go through the unfortunate event of a death in the family. I think I could live with that. That's all I'm saying.
How close was the death?
No, they were very close. Yeah,
oh, they were?
Yeah.
Right,
so
okay,
I'm being a bit of a bonolics. But you know what I mean? It's still, though.
It was a sizable sum.
An inheritance is a silver lining. I don't care what anyone says. Would you give it all back to have the person back? Yes. Would you? But is there still a silver lining to it? Yes, there is. So she was, you know what I mean? And the fella, where he disappeared off the face of the earth there.
Thankfully he left his money behind.
But, yeah, and quite a sum.
It is.
Now, not fortunes.
I mean, you know the way you get. You get excited when that thing happens, that you put your hand into a pair of jeans you've just taken out of the press, you know, and it turns out you washed a fiver in them or something.
Or yeah, or even better, there's a hole in your pocket and you get to tickle your ghoulie. But yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. There's a fiver or you fight 20
I forgot
quid.
I forgot you were so easily pleased.
Especially in public. Ooh,
look, a hole in my pocket.
Look at this, Jim. Look at the hole.
Hey,
look, Jim, I can pull my ghoulies out of my pocket.
But like, this is when something's out of the blue like that. Hang on a second. I say out of the blue, right? Obviously, she attended this person's kind of, you know, I was going to say going away.
Well, it is. It's the best. Oh my God. I think you've just come up with the best ever description of a funeral ever. I'm going to a funeral tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do. Just to make
going
to,
away party.
Deliberately to make people feel that I'm going to go, yeah, I'm going to a going away party now.
Yeah.
Right. What?
Where's he off to?
Heaven.
Oh, he died.
Yeah.
We're having a party in their absence.
But anyway, I assumed, like, obviously she attended and all that. So she knew.
Absolutely. Yeah. They
she
were
just
close,
didn't know that this thing was going to follow on from it.
No idea. No, not a clue.
Wow.
Yeah. No, not a clue. Yeah. And like, it wasn't
that's
like
crazy.
A father
well,
mother
is,
relation.
Then it is
you know?
Out of the blue. Like, it's proper
so
out of the blue.
And then I just got a message this morning from her. I just opened an envelope and you're not going to believe what I'm doing. I guess it's that bittersweet thing of, like, it's hard to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a party is kind of going, oh my God, especially if you've got bills and you're shitting yourself a lot of the time. Because let's face it, all Irish people are shitting themselves.
Yeah.
Well, not all of us, right? There's a few people who are millionaires, whatever. But most Irish people are shitting themselves.
Okay.
You live in a, you know what I mean? We're all shitting ourselves. And we all shit ourselves to the degree that we shouldn't be shit. You know, like if you even, if you earn 100 grand, 100, you could probably earn 150 grand a year in Ireland and still be shitting yourself.
Yeah. Like yeah, it's quite possible.
It's weird, you know. Yeah. So
people think like 100 grand. I mean, don't get me wrong. Obviously, it'd be amazing if you earned 100 grand or whatever. But
yeah,
you probably could and still end up going,
I'd still go, fuck.
Geez, how am I going to pay that?
What am I going to do? Them bleeding kids just at the. The dog needs his ferret tablets. And then there's
the dog needs his ferret tablets.
Ferret tablets. Oh, Jesus. And I've got, I'm on medication for stress. That's €150 a week. And then there's the holidays that bastard is after talking about. And you think to yourself, you know, there's bills and schools and, you know, like, everything adds up so quick. And then you start cancelling the wrong things. So instead of, like, you know, that's what I do anyway. Yeah. I cancel the wrong
life
thing.
Insurance. I don't need that.
Yeah, I start going, fuck their life insurance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now I'm obviously not cancelling Netflix. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what I'm doing now. I'm going for a couple of points. That's what I'm doing. I'm going for a couple of points.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? You need something when that life insurance is gone to get you through. You know, God forbid you just cut the points. Yeah. Points of that up to
I always think that's a brilliant thing in an Irish boozer is when, you know, you end up invariably, at some stage you're going to sit with somebody and they're going, Actually, I tell you now, I'm under serious pressure. I mean, you know, I really, I don't know where I'm at. Like, I seriously haven't got a pot to piss in, Jim, to be perfectly honest with you. Two more points there, Jim.
Yeah. And, yeah, we'll have another few. Sure.
Yeah.
We're having a good chat. Come on, we're out to the death now. We're out to the death.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's almost like there are certain things in Irish life. You don't count.
No, they go.
They don't count. They're sort of invisible.
No, it's the same. You know what I mean? It's like food.
I haven't got a penny in me pocket. This is fucking ridiculous. I'm going to the pub.
Yeah, give us a fucking toasty and a couple of and a point and throw a powers on it there. I'm gonna need that. I don't know what I'm gonna do for money. I'm gonna fall about 100 quid short again this week. Yeah, Jim, you have another. Don't leave me in this.
And actually, stick a 6-pack in a brown paper bag there, will you, Jerry? I'll take it home.
Grand, yeah. So I may as well get the Chinese now on the way home. It's a bit late.
Yeah, there are certain things that are invisible. It's like normal life's invisible. We have bills to pay, but normal life. Although, having said that, you're very good at doing the sort of at spotting the, you know, the minutiae.
Well, like, I'm all right
with the coffee and all like that.
Well, you see, but like that, it's probably the wrong thing to be given.
But you know
up.
The way you work out. What did you work out? Do you think you'd save yourself 2 grand?
Oh, no, I didn't work it out. We were standing out there in work. We were you, me, and Mike.
All right. Was this another thing I wasn't listening to, was it?
Probably, yeah, by the sounds of it, actually, yes, exactly, that's what it is. We were standing outside there, and Sean Ashmore, our boss, the big boss here.
Like the actual boss.
Even Andy Badnews' boss, he walked past. And he was doing a stirring his tea thing, you know the way. Yeah. And we were all there chatting away as we do, you know. Hey, you know, the man, go for a coffee, we're over coffee. Do you want to get a nail chicken roll with the coffee? Or do you want to get a, you know, chicken roll? Oh, do you know what I love is a nail whisper with me coffee, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were just putting on our jackets, and he was there with his coffee in his hand, you know, over a cup.
Yeah.
And he goes, how much is this for? You know the way he goes, how much is this for? Oh, coffee. And I was like, oh, I don't know, 2.50 or whatever it was. I think it's even more, it's 3 quid or whatever. Yeah. And he goes, how many of them would you guess? Is there. I say we get one every day. One day, 5 days a week. And he goes, that's about, what is this? About €2,000 a year? I was like, what? He added up the weekend coffees and everything. I said, what?
2 grand. So and you reckon you could save 2 grand that. By jacking in coffees?
That's health
or
insurance.
Or just even one a day.
That's health insurance for me and the dogs. You know,
Jesus, so when like, you think about it like that, yeah, 2 grand.
Yeah, I'm bleeding. You know, on there's regular coffee here. So we're basically spending 2 grand on, if you add it all up, probably about 10 litres of milk. Yeah, if you think about it.
Because we buy
10 litres of warm
the bags
milk.
Of coffee as well.
Yeah, and we're spending 2, 4, 6. It's about between you, me and Mike. Yeah. Every day, 3 of us. About 10 litres of warm milk a year.
Yeah.
€6,000. Like, it's a madman's game. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And the gas thing about it is, right, to get from our desks where we sit, right, to go out for a coffee, we have to pass by the coffee.
You have to pass by. Look, I made this one at the sink.
We do it every day.
Every day. Because it's not about the coffee. It's a ritual.
We literally rinse out the coffee things, the cafetiere pressy things, rinse them out and all that sort of stuff, and then put our coats on and go for a coffee.
I'm going to buy a coffee. It's mad.
It's a brilliant thing.
Yeah,
but look, it's Irish life. It's allowed. You're allowed to do mad things like that.
I know,
and still complain about not having enough money.
I know, I still complain about not having enough. I'll tell you, I'm really up against it. And it's everybody's bonolics with the cash at the minute. Like, it's just like.
But the other thing
everybody's
is
cutting,
would you
cutting,
be,
cutting,
now,
cutting.
If you got that thing that that person got, if you got the windfall, right, would you be Mr. Sensible Head and go, right, here's what I'm going to do. I'll put a bit off that, right, and I'm going to pay off the thing insurance and I'm going to pay and whatever. Or would it be, I could upgrade my car now to the Batman 3 version.
You know what I mean? I tell you, what I would do is...
Because you spend your life... PJ spends his life looking at websites of
cars
and motorbikes and
stuff.
Yeah,
I know, yeah. Cars, motorbikes,
that's what
it happens.
Because your motorbike is bejanjoed at the moment, isn't it?
Bejanjoed at the minute. I'll get it fixed now during the week. Yeah. But it is. It's bernalics at the minute. Because I can't afford to fix it.
I hope you text that back as soon as you got that message. By the way, my motorbike is banjoed.
Yeah. It's a hell. Do you know how to fix a bernalics bike? Because my house insurance came up. The health insurance came up. So the bike is sitting. The bike has to wait now.
Yeah.
Nobody's happy about this situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then someone who, you know, you're very close to gets
a big lump of cash.
Hello, world!
Yeah, yeah.
Hello,
Remember, you and I used to be very good friends. Very, very good friends.
But you know what our problem is? You and me, here's our problem, right? Here's our problem. There's two types of people in the world, right?
Right.
There's two types of people
in
the world.
Are we both of them?
No, we're the same one.
Oh, right.
We're the same one, right? There's people in the world, and I know when it comes to finances, it's definitely true. There's people in the world, like you and me, who, when you go to the toilet, you check for paper, right? And then there's other people in the world who just sit down and fucking shite and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Right? And those are the two types of people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And you and me are paper checkers.
Yeah.
We can't
but you
deal
know
with
why
the stress.
You know why we're paper checkers?
Why?
Because we were caught out.
Probably, yeah.
Come on.
That's it. Probably, yeah.
Haven't we done that?
I know.
I swear to God, that is the
that
amount.
Is true. Yeah, the hassle of it.
Oh, my God. And the things
man,
you have to resort to.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. Looking in the bins now.
I know, to see if you can find any of the shite. Maybe you can stick it back up me.
What?
You know. It's unreal.
Yeah. Why will anybody see it going next door to the one next door?
But some of the people I know, you know, the people who just sit down and drop one.
Yeah.
Those I know people like, they go on 2 holidays a year.
Two?
But they don't pay car tax. You know, they don't care. They're completely...
Oh, they live
like,
on the edge.
They do that
Rebels.
Thing where they just swap over. I know a couple that just swaps the car ownership to each other every 6 months or whatever.
Is that a thing?
You know this thing and you get out of the tax loop or something. There's some way of doing it.
Oh, my God.
And then they like, you know, the electricity bill comes and they say, yeah, give them 30 quid. It'd be grand. Just enough to not cut off. And, you know, their health insurance, who gives a fuck if the heart goes or I'm dead and anyhow. You know, they just don't care.
They live
in the seat of their pants. They don't care.
Yeah.
Some people come knocking on the door and they'd be all playing, they'd be playing hide and seek with the kids.
Yeah.
Be quiet and the bad man go away. And then what? Then we all go to Tenerife next week. They don't give a shit. They don't care.
Joan is like
some people
Joan.
Just don't care. Remember, you and me are too. We worry about.
Absolutely.
I can't. Death hangs over you. £20
exactly.
Without freaking out.
I'm the same. Death can't hangs
it.
Over you. It's like a physical pain.
It's like a physical pain. It's like an itch in me soul. I can't get rid of it.
Remember the time that. Garold was in. Remember the time he was in. He was either a guest on the show. He was filling in or something. And he told us the story when he was volunteering with the.
Yeah, he was
with
a certain charity. We better not name them.
No, a certain charity. And he was obliged to go somewhere.
It was because he worked in an insurance company.
Yeah.
And they had a team building day, right? This is the idea. They had a team building day. So part of the team building exercise was to take them out and work and for people who are less, who had less than them.
Yeah.
This is the idea.
Less fortunate.
So then
they
go back to the workplace and say, do you know something? We have more than most people. We've been taking our jobs and each other for granted.
Yeah.
You know, now we
that
know.
That would be the motivation.
This is the idea, right? So they had to go. So they went there. It was for a charity, right? And it was to help people who were, you know, were in need.
Yeah.
So they went out to a homeless fella who, they went out to his house. Right?
Which is actually only the second most favourite bit of this story.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were going out to help this homeless individual. So they went to his
house. So they gave him his address anyway. And they went down to the gaff. And when he couldn't park in this man's driveway because your man's car was in the driveway. And the car in the driveway was 3 years younger than the car he was after arriving in.
Garo's old car.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was brilliant. And your man was on his laptop
while
Garo's was cleaning his
house. So he rings the
house.
Homeless man's door, Vel. And your man lets him in and sat on the couch with his legs up on the thing and starts going to him, don't forget to do the haul and all. And he sat on his laptop watching the telly as Garold had to walk around
picking shit up.
Yeah, and he said at one point, he said that, like, he was just, there was stuff on the ground. He was like, he started giving him grief going, did you forget to pick something up? Did you? Like, he was giving the guy who owned the house or whatever, the man Garold was getting so thick he couldn't do it. Like, it was one of those no good deed goes unpunished. He was there going, you think I am never going to help anyone again. That's all he learned.
It was the most amazing
story.
There's
no point in helping anyone do anything.
Yeah. Once the story starts with, I was helping the homeless, so I went to this fella's house.
Yeah, so
and
I went
straight
to
away, you know, it's going to be a great story.
And in his car.
And his car being younger, and your man sitting on his laptop
and while
Garold cleaned his
house. His legs up watching the telly. Multi-screening. Yeah, so.
It's an epic story.
Unreal.
Story.
And then but anyway,
so you'd be, then I'm going to take it from that then, you'd be somebody who, you'd be all practical, would you, if you got the windfall?
I think I would, do you know what I'd be? I'll tell you, because I always look for a way to piss myself off. I think I would actually, I think what I would do is I'd get a windfall, right, and I go, oh, great, and I can take it out. There you go. There's the things. Health insurance, yeah, house insurance. Yeah,
tick the boxes.
They'd be sorted, you know what I mean? The bike, I'd get the bike sorted, fixed, right? Yeah. Get that. That's up in April now, the insurance for that. So I get that yeah, done. Yeah. And then I'd sit around and go, can't fucking believe I didn't get a holiday out. Yeah. Can't believe. And I'll be doing that. And them other pricks, talking about me friends, who won't even pay their cards or that fucker. Are they in Tenerife for a month? Oh, yeah. I'd still find a way to be upset. I'd still manage to find a way to feel hard done by. I know I would.
No, absolutely. And there's no reason. I agree with you, though. Yeah, I do exactly the same.
I'd sit there I'd probably spend 4 days on the Smiddix.
Yeah.
Gambling in a pub.
Yeah. Mind you, because what it ended up happening is, if I did actually do the thing where it was like, Joe, something, what the hell? You're only here once. We only get a short time. You're only here for a good time or a short time, whatever that expression is.
Yeah.
Right, feck it. That's it. Holiday. Here we go. Let's do it. Don't be worrying about things. Everything will fucking work out. Life takes care of itself. Holiday. Go on the holiday. Come back. And then me of all people, I'd spend the whole time going, that's typical of you, Jim. You selfish bastard. Typical of you. You never think of the future, do you? No, look at you now. Oh, typical of you.
Some tick. Could have paid all them bills.
And now look at you. And what are you going to do now, huh?
Look at you. Huh? Looking at your broke ass, sunburnt in the mirror.
Yeah. Looking at the skin falling off. Yeah.
Happy with yourself now, are you? Peeling into your socks. Proud of yourself now, are you? Yeah. Good for you.
Oh, man. Right, Joseph. Maybe we're better off
better
without
off
money.
Not having
we're
it,
better off without money.
I know. At least we can complain in the constant stream now about everyone. It's much more enjoyable. If you're out there and you have a few quid for the weekend, feck you and all.